I think if all the commissioners had got behind the bond issue, we would have a new jail now. And I regret that some of you didn't do that. Then, as a result of that, we were forced to close the jail, which was unfortunate, but I guess necessary. And then we were forced to transport prisoners, inmates, all over the region and pay exorbitant costs to house them. And then on top of that, we reduced the personnel in the sheriff's department and then kind of restructured their wages. And then at the last meeting, we even considering not paying transport personnel per diem. Gentlemen, that our house is not in good order. And then on top of that, it was suggested at the last meeting by Commissioner Hogard that what he does in his business is consider whether a person is a member of the National Guard or not prior to hiring them, and suggested that the sheriff do the same. Ladies and gentlemen, that's against the law. I would say that based on all of this and the lack of the support for the sheriff's office, that I would call for the resignation of Mr. Kevin Hogard and any commissioner that supports, even indicates, that that should be a consideration in any hiring practice. And I'd also ask for the resignation of any county commissioner that does not fully fund and support the sheriff's department and is not willing to pay our transport officers per diem when they're on the